time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. You may have noticed that there are new tsunami maps available for Humboldt County. These are the maps that show the tsunami zone and the safe areas. Or maybe you didn't hear about these new maps. I mean, there is a lot of information hitting us all the time. So maybe this particular news didn't break through your filter. And honestly, the new maps didn't change that much compared to the old maps. So for a lot of people, these new maps are not standout news. But there are two groups of people who should take note. First of all, if you've ever found yourself not trusting the old tsunami maps, then these new maps are important to you. Perhaps you heard that the tsunami in 2011 in Japan came in higher than their maps indicated, and that caused you to wonder if our tsunami could come in higher than our maps indicate. Well, I can tell you that the new maps released last week represent a very conservative approach that far exceeds what Japan did prior to 2011. And in this context, when I say conservative, I mean overbuilt. Kind of like if the building code calls for a 2x4, but you decide to use a 2x6 instead. So the maps that you see for Humboldt County are based on the best available science, and they incorporate all the lessons learned from 2011. And then a little extra conservatism is added on top to account for uncertainty. It's kind of like if you just said, what the heck, and used a 2x8 for that 2x4 job, just to be sure. By the way, that's totally what I do, so now you know who you're dealing with. Okay, enough said about trusting the new maps. If you want more details, get in touch with me. The other category of folks who should care about these new maps includes anyone who lives close to the line on the current maps. This is because there are some differences in some areas. In some cases, the tsunami is now expected to inundate further inland, and in some cases, it is expected to not inundate as far. Note that in the majority of places, there's no significant change. But it is important to check for your area, again, especially if you know that you are either just inside or just outside the tsunami zone. Note that our team will be reaching out to neighborhoods that now have more inundation than before, just to make sure they know about it. There are also some areas that have less inundation than previous mapping efforts indicated. One of those is the southern portion of the peninsula, so the towns of Fintown and Fairhaven. Because so much was not known during the previous mapping efforts, the entire area was assumed to be overtopped. But the current effort, even with the extremely conservative approach, shows that the highest dunes in Fairhaven will not be overtopped by a tsunami. And that is great news for folks who live in Fairhaven, since now they have a place to go to in the event of a tsunami. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.